Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, it doesn't seem that long ago that Justin Ablocator was cruising in on goal and scoring the game-winning goal in the NCAA championship game, I think. About 19 seconds left in that game. And now with the Detroit Red Wings, but back this week for Skate with the Spartans and the Pro Camp, something pretty unique, I think, for a lot of NCAA institutions. Hello, Justin. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Good, thanks.
Well, what makes Michigan State unique in terms of being able to get so many players back for these Pro Camps?
Oh, it's just awesome. And the relationships that we, you know, have built with players that we've played with and, you know, former players that, you know, may be older than us, you know, guys like Korkoff for me and Adam Hall and guys like that that are still coming back. It's just, you know, it's pretty neat that it's just one big family that, you know, comes back and participates in this pro camp.
What have you learned from those guys, the guys who went on to the NHL ahead of you?
You know, just learn, you know, what it takes, you know, hard work and dedication on and off the ice and what it takes to be a pro.
Justin Ablocator, the Detroit Red Wings, our guest on Ebling and You. How many pros are coming back this year?
I think we have about 25 total this year, 25 or 30.
Wow. What does this do for your preparation for the upcoming season?
You know, it just helps to get us in shape, and you know, with training camp about a month away, it's a good preparation to, you know, be on the ice. And you know, we're working out usually before the skates, so you know, it's a good preparation. At the same time, it's good to get together with the guys and hang out and have fun. And you know, we have a big alumni golf outing on Friday where I think we'll have about 9,500 golfers or so, and so that's kind of the fun to cap off, you know, a good hard week of skating and conditioning.
Tom Izzo always talks about the importance of guys coming back for the basketball program. We know the football program has alumni reunions and a golf outing as well. Do you know other hockey programs, maybe in the CCHA or the WCHA, that have anything similar to what you're doing this week at Michigan State?
You know, I haven't heard of any. I know Michigan has an alumni game that they do, but I don't know if they have a pro camp like we do. But, you know, it's just a long-lasting tradition here. Pro camp's been going on for many years here. And
it started with Ron Mason, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it started with Ron Mason, and I'm just glad we can keep it going and keep sending players into the pro ranks.
All right, let's talk about Skate with the Pros. And this is for a very good cause, the fight against children's cancer. Why is this so important to you, Justin?
It's not only important to me, but, you know, the players at Michigan State. When I first came in as a freshman, Drew Miller started this mm-hmm. Spartan Buddies program where it'd be guys on the team would after practice would go to the hospital and go visit with the kids and kind of build that relationship and that connection there. And me and Dan Sturgis actually took it a step farther and
Shoot
for a Cure program. Yeah,
right.
Correct. Which, you know, we'll raise money and, you know, 100% of the proceeds will go right to Children's Cancer Research and Children's Cancer Hospital and Brandon's Defense. And it's just, you know, we just wanted to take it a step farther and thought that, you know, with the alumni and the notable players that we've had that have come out of Michigan State and onto the pros, that maybe we could get a game where we could get stuff donated back and auction it off and have that money go directly to the charity. So this week with the Skate with the Pros is kind of to let the fans come out and skate with some of the former Spartans and current pros, and hopefully I'll skate for a good cause this week.
You mentioned Brandon's Defense. Of course, Brandon Gordon passed away from juvenile cancer, and I know that he was an inspiration to you, as he was to a lot of your teammates and a lot of people in the community. When we talk about Shoot for a Cure and Chuck a Puck, How much money has been raised by Shoot for a Cure? And do you have any tricks or any tips on how to get that puck to stop close to target of center ice?
I was never good at that. growing up in my youth days, we'd always go to the games in Muskegon, and always thought I had a shot to throw those pucks close to the center, but it always ended up rolling on me. So I really don't have any good advice for that.
What about the amount of money that Shoot for a Cure has raised?
As far as the money, I think the last 2 years we've raised over $20,000, I believe. So, it's good. We're just trying to start to get it going here, and try to build momentum with it. And I think the Skate with the Pros will be good. We're doing it a little later, so we're opening the doors, I believe, at 4:30, and then people can come in, watch the end of Skate, and then come out and skate with us at 5, and we'll have autographs shortly after that.
Okay, this is tomorrow, correct, at Munn?
Tomorrow, yeah, at Munn Ice Arena.
All right, and how much is admission?
It's $10.
$10, and every dollar goes to Sparrow Hospital. Cure
correct.
Kids cancer, okay? This isn't
correct.
To pay for your golf while you're here. This is this is a very, very important charity event and something that's been done for a lot of years and something I think that shows. I would say, Justin, of all the teams at Michigan State that I've been in contact with and gotten to know, there is more of a community involvement and a give back from hockey. Now, there are a lot that are good, but I think with Drew Miller and some others, your involvement certainly – you have a lot to be proud of that way. Our guest, Justin Abdelkader, Detroit Red Wings forward, and here for the pro camp and for Skate with the Pros. Justin, looking ahead to next season, safe to assume you'll be back with the Detroit Red Wings?
Yeah, I think so. I'm a restricted free agent, so just trying to get the contract negotiations sorted out. Hopefully get it done this week. So I've been in touch with my agent, so hopefully get it done the next few days here.
Were you surprised with Mike Modano's decision or addition? He's one of the top American-born players ever, maybe the top.
I'd probably say the top, for sure.
Coming into this team, it's a little bit crowded up front, but I guess you take all the good players you can get.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's exciting for our team to pick up a caliber player that Mike Modano, caliber player he is. I mean, I still think at 40 years old, he can still has a lot to give us, as a team, not only on the ice, but also off the ice, and, with his leadership, and, he's won a Stanley Cup. So I think he'll be a great addition, and, obviously, being on a winning team, you're going to be fighting for ice time, especially as a young guy. So just, take your opportunity and try to make the most of it.
Well, you're 23, so you've got a lot of hockey ahead of you. But for guys, even at age 40, they're attracted to the Red Wings organization. Why is that such a draw, such a lure?
Just how the organization is run, top to bottom. I think it's, all the players, when they leave, just realize how good the organization is, how good they treat us, the Ilitch family, wants to win, and their involvement in the team is just awesome. And Ken Holland does a great job, him and Jim Neal, with gathering the players and getting everyone kind of sorted out and bringing in the right people. Because it definitely, to have a Stanley Cup team, it's not always the best teams that win it. You have to have the right fit and the right pieces in place. And, they've done such a good job with that. And obviously making the playoffs for, so many years in a row, I think, 17 or 18 or whatever, however many years it is, it's quite an accomplishment. And players see that, and you want to be on a winning team.
Well, the Ilitch family now, great success with the Red Wings, ownership of the Tigers, and making a bid for the Pistons. So if they can have the other teams be as successful as the Red Wings have been, we'll be in business. Justin, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the pro camp the rest of this week. Skate with the Pros. Tomorrow, that's from 5 to 5:45 at Munn Ice Arena. Autographs beginning at 6 o'clock. You're going to want to get there about 4:15 to get your admission bracelet, $10, at the east and west entrances of Munn Ice Arena. We'll be right back with more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.